Senator John McCain's status as a war hero seems to give him an advantage over Senator Barack Obama when it comes to capturing the military vote. A Gallup poll conducted in August found that 56% of voters with military background support McCain. More recently, the Military Times newspaper surveyed some 4,000 readers, and 68% backed McCain. Still, the military community is hardly unanimous in its support of Senator McCain. The World's Katie Clark reports that's especially true when it comes to veterans.
Before the faltering economy took center stage, it was Iraq that ignited voters' passions. McCain has argued that the United States must stay in Iraq until victory is assured. Obama, meanwhile, wants to bring the troops home as quickly as possible. He's called the Iraq War a mistake. Some veterans have lashed out at Obama for that last bit. Here's a video posted on YouTube featuring a man identified only as an Iraq War veteran. The video doesn't appear to be sponsored by any particular group.
Dear Mr. Obama, having spent 12 months in the Iraq theater, I can promise you this was not a mistake. I've witnessed firsthand the many sacrifices made for the people of Iraq. Those sacrifices were not mistakes.
The segment ends with Lee Greenwood's song, Proud to Be an American. No surprises there. What is surprising is the number of anti-McCain videos that are popping up on YouTube, many also featuring veterans.
Hell, I'm 70 years old and I've lived through being a prisoner of war. I'm going to tell it like it is.
The speaker here is Philip Butler, a decorated combat veteran. He spent time with McCain, both at the U.S. Naval Academy and as a POW. Butler was held for 8 years. He's now retired and active with Veterans for Peace.
He was well known by his own classmates and everybody that knew him as a very volatile guy, and he would blow up and go off like a Roman candle at any possible time. The world is such a dangerous place, and he has shown himself already to be bellicose with regard to making other wars in other places, in Iraq and threatening Iran. And John McCain is not somebody that I would like to see with his finger near the red button.
Video statements like that infuriate Steve Sansen. Sansen's president of Veterans in Politics International, a group which endorses McCain for president.
If you serve as a POW with somebody, you develop a bond with that person, almost like this person is family. I mean, this person has your back, would give his life for you. You don't come back and make statements like that.
But it's not just one rogue veteran attacking McCain. This week, the nonprofit, nonpartisan group Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America released a report card looking at how members of Congress voted this year on military and veterans issues. The group gave John McCain a D. The score was based on 9 votes involving issues ranging from the GI Bill, which provides education benefits to veterans, to funding for mental health care. Some military bloggers have taken issue with the characterization of McCain as not serving vets well. But Paul Rykoff, the group's executive director, defends what he calls a clear and transparent judgment of McCain's record.
Senator McCain missed 63% of the votes across the board. He missed 6 of 9 of our key votes. We don't take into account whether someone's a veteran or not. It obviously shapes their understanding. It's great to have veterans in Congress, but ultimately you've got to show up and vote.
Rykoff's group hasn't endorsed either McCain or Obama. Obama, by the way, scored a B for his voting record on key veterans issues, as did his running mate Joe Biden. Rykoff says that's below average. 55 senators received an A. Still, it's the group's assertion that McCain has an abysmal record on veterans issues that's causing a stir. Rick Weidman of Vietnam Veterans of America says he's not surprised by the score.
On a personal level, I respect him. I think all of us do. But he hasn't seen fit to take the lead on Agent Orange or PTSD or any of the other issues.
You'd never know it by the way John McCain talks about veterans. Here he is in the first presidential debate in September.
I know the veterans. I know them well. And I know that they know that I'll take care of them.
And many veterans take McCain at his word. Steve Robertson is a veteran. He also happens to be legislative director for the American Legion.
If you ask me which candidate I thought was the best pro-veterans candidate, I wouldn't be able to give you a distinction.
Robertson credits both McCain and Obama for having kept veterans' issues and concerns in the forefront of their campaigns. For The World, this is Katie Clark.